Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scooter Diaries. I am your host, the Laughing Buddha. Anyway, this is the 10th day of National Podcasting Post Month, and I am recording this for November 10th. And I just wanted to give you kind of an update on the politics. Well, it turns out that I live in the only ward in the St. Paul City Council race that is actually going to reallocation voting. So that means that there wasn't a clear majority on the six candidates that were running for City Council, and they are actually going to have to go into the runoff portion of the voting and counting the ballots, and that is happening on Monday. So I still don't know if my guy won. So that's an update on that. So today, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit more about something I mentioned in a previous program, and that's social media. And so let's talk about Facebook. There's nothing so polarizing as an opinion on Facebook. And there is a great video that's on YouTube. It's by Glove and Boots, and they are just hilarious. And this is 10 reasons why they hate Facebook. Give a listen.
Hi, everybody.
No time to blog now.
What are you doing?
Mike won't leave me alone on Facebook.
Oh, man, Mike.
I can't delete him.
Yeah, he's so annoying.
I hate Facebook.
10 reasons why we hate Facebook. Number one. Babies. Oh man, Mike turned into a baby.
How does he type?
Number two, here is a picture of what I just ate. I do not care that you spent 3 hours making almond crusted sturgeon, Mike.
And I think it's stupid you took a picture of it.
Number three, that my mom is on Facebook too. Oh hey, Mike tagged you in a photo where you and he have set fire to a building and are making pee-pee on it.
Curse you, Mom! You wanted to be friends on Facebook, and I can't say, no, I don't want to be friends with my own mom! See what happens, Facebook? See what happens when worlds collide?
Number four, suggesting I like something that benefits you.
Mike suggests we like Mike's money laundering operation.
Number five, finding out that old cool friends have gone insane, and now they like Bret Michaels' Rock of Love. Number six, getting gifts that are cartoon cows from Mooland. Mike sent you a free gift, a milk bucket. To see how much milk you got, click here. Okay.
You, Mike! I will not join your cult!
Number seven, being tagged in pictures where you look terrible.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Charlotte just stopped chatting with me.
Number eight, friend suggestions. Mike is friends with stalker insane kid you picked on in high school and suggests you be too. Number nine, default privacy settings.
Until you change your privacy settings, we will email Mike your date of birth, address, hours you are usually in the bathroom, social security card, and front door key.
Mike forwarded your private party event to 1,500 gorillas. And 10. What do we hate the most? What are you doing?
Sending Mike a message saying he's my best friend.
It looks like we're coming up on the end of time for today. So tomorrow, I'm going to talk about my concerns with Facebook, especially when it comes to the creation and use of content. Thanks for listening today. You can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line, and I'll see you tomorrow.